Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ladies Night Podcast. This is your girl, Lauren Enchanted, here with my girls, Lexis Moore, and me, myself, and Julie. And we kicking back, and we vibing, we chilling, we good. Ow! And this is Ladies Night Season 2. I think this is episode 23. Is this 23?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it was last week 23? Oh, yeah, it's 23. And this is just another, like, a girl talk kickback episode. We vibing, we chilling, we good. We chilling here with our girls, Miss Lucky Lynn and Miss Cherish. We have a few other ladies in the house to turn up with us tonight. So, yeah, we ready to get to it. How was everybody's week, weekend?
It was pretty good.
I was tired. But it was good.
I gave my 2 weeks at work. I finally got it out the way. So
I know that's a weight that's off your shoulders.
Yes, it is.
Woo-hoo.
And I'm going to take a little break from work because I don't start my other job until the end of April. So I'm going to just take a little time and relax and rest. And yeah.
I know that's right. I need a break. What about you, Lex?
Work is work. School is school. Not too much going on outside of that. I'm sick of this snow. I know that.
I know, right? I'm ready for spring. It'll be gone, I think, in the next couple of days. Well, I think it's supposed to snow again at some point. But
see, I'm over it. I'm sick of it.
Yesterday was like a blizzard. I couldn't believe how
much snow was out there. We got 9.2 inches yesterday.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
It's gone now.
I'm in denial about it.
It was a lot of snow.
I don't ever think it's going to snow when they say it's going to snow. Then I open the door and it's just everywhere.
I drove from the winter storm.
It's just crazy.
Right. Well, praise the Lord, you made it.
I just want to know what's the purpose of it snowing and then just leaving. It's like, why?
It's like to kill the germs.
If they do say snow cleans.
It does.
Does it?
It does. It kills the germs.
I did not know that.
Well, right now it's creating more potholes and I'm sick of those too.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Right. Lucky and Cherish, you guys want to say hello?
Hi.
Hello, this is Lucky, but my real name is Jessica, and hi.
They're like, we're just here.
Right. Yeah. All right. Nika, you have a parenting tip this week?
I do, and it is called Make Yourself Truly Attractive. It says, a child is influenced by so many things. The TV, neighbors, teachers, school, and a million other things. He will go the way of whatever he finds most attractive. As a parent, you have to make yourself in a way that the most attractive thing he finds is to be with the parents. If you are joyous, intelligent, and a wonderful person, he won't seek company anywhere else. For anything, he will come and ask you. If you are genuinely interested in giving your children a good upbringing, you should first transform yourself into a peaceful, loving human being.
That sounds like he came out the Bible.
That's real nice.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice one when I was looking. I like that one.
That is nice.
I like that.
Yeah, it just reminds me of, like, when you get frustrated, how you react to your kids. Like, if you're at the grocery store and your kids start cutting up, if you start getting angry and frustrated, they'll just start acting worse, it seems like.
That's true.
You just want to jack them up and throw them out the cart.
That's why I stopped spanking Hunter. I'm just like, you know what? She mad. It only going to make her more mad, and I'm going to be more mad. And we just going to go round and round.
And you're going to be sweating. That ain't no fun.
Boy.
I ain't got there yet. I just had
an argument. It's nothing but a fight. That's all it is.
I just ain't got there yet. I get mad. You know what?
Like, who going to win? They ain't giving up and you ain't giving up.
That's all it really is a power struggle. That's all they see it as.
But you know how smart they look like.
But you know, my whole thing is because people be talking like, she ain't doing nothing with their child. And I'm like, listen, y'all going to understand. I believe in discipline, okay? Oh, yep. Okay,
no,
go ahead.
You really can't do nothing.
Not like you used to.
Not like you used to. You just gotta, like, if you stay calm, they'll, like, look at you and be like, okay, she not saying nothing, so I'm gonna just shut up. That's really what my baby just started doing. Like, she just, like, I'll stay calm and I won't say nothing to her. And now she'll look at me and she'll just be like, huh, let me shut the fuck up before I get my ass beat. Because, like, she gets it now.
Or, if you're at the grocery store, just get grapes. And they can just eat them throughout the grocery store trip. And
Hunter thing is an apple. I swear, we got a picture of her that popped up on my mom's Facebook memories from like a year ago with her with an apple in the store. And she still does that to this day. If we roll past the apples, I'll see her with one in her hand. I'm like, girl.
We ain't paying for that shit.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, she picked up some forks at the store, and it was three in the pack. By the time we got to the register, it was only two. I was like, I ain't buying that.
Right? I ain't getting that. My money's worth.
Right.
Be like that.
All right, Lace, you got some tea for us this week?
I do, as always. First off, I brought a new wine tonight called the Naked Grape Pinot Grigio from CVS. Only about $4-$5. This is really good, y'all. So if you need some cheap, good wine, try that. But our tea topics for today, had to put a plug out there first. Okay, so for our topics this week, rest in peace to Queen Latifah's mom. Miss Rita Owens, she has lost her battle to a heart condition. As far as, if y'all know, you know, Rita Owens actually did a couple cameos on Living Single as Khadijah's mom. Yep. So that leads into my icebreaker, since we have guests today. Living Single. Favorite episodes, which characters you identify with, who do you relate to?
That's hard to pick one.
And you know they've talked about trying to... Wait a minute, pause, before we continue.
Wait.
I don't think I'm...
How old are you again?
Don't find ears deceive me?
No, 25 don't mean shit.
No, you old enough.
Yeah!
I'm definitely old enough.
You should have seen.
Y'all don't know my struggle. It takes a lot for me to get into a show.
But it's Living Single.
You didn't grow up watching it.
This was the 90s. You watched everything in the 90s.
Right. I got DVDs and we got it recorded on DVR.
It's on Hulu, damn it. And the Fire
Stick. She was just on Breakfast Club, one of them.
They're trying to do a remake.
Yeah, she was.
Maxine, Francine. The guests are struggling just a little bit. We're going to pray for them. But
yes.
What's your favorite episode, Lex? We'll start with you.
Oh, gosh. I have a few. Okay, favorite episodes. Well, of course, when Max and Kyle, at the end of season one, first sleep together.
I was
going to
say that.
And then they go in and season two. My other episode was when Khadijah is dating Alonzo and Scooter comes back.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, I always liked her and Scooter. And when Grant Hill guest starred and he sang, Regine, I really don't like you. And she tried so hard to get with Grant Hill and he was not studying her. There's a lot I could do that are like my absolute favorites. But my favorite, everyone said I was Sinclair as far as personality wise. The woo woo woo. And I was like, okay, I can be Sinclair sometimes.
You feel a little
Obie
though. Be deeply in love.
I do love Obie and Sinclair. But I feel like it was so funny with their relationship because they really were like the same. Like, they're literally the male and female version of each other. And so it was so funny to watch them slowly court each other. And then when they finally had sex, and it was like, now it was on and popping. And I was like, I love them as a couple. And their wedding, of course, is my favorite. Definitely.
Girl, you look like St. Club.
Do I?
Yes. You really
not
do.
All the way, a little bit.
You got the hand, everything, the glasses. Am I lying?
St. Club didn't wear glasses.
She didn't.
No. Okay, you said you've seen the show.
Hey. I'm not feeling alone anymore.
I'm about to put you over here with
I used to watch it all the time. I got a favorite episode, but I'm going to wait.
What's your favorite episode?
No, go ahead, girl.
My favorite episode was when Khadijah had Sinclair come work at the work in her office with her, and she was like being real extra, and Khadijah was like, "What the fuck is you doing?" Like, that's basically what she was saying. She was looking at her like, "Why are you acting like this? Like, leave me alone." You know, y'all remember the episode?
I will say that was Sinclair all the time. Khadijah was always looking.
Are you talking about when she had Regine come work in the office?
No,
because she did have Regine come and
for
work
like
there.
A day.
Her cousin.
Oh, okay.
There was an episode when Sinclair ran the office, but Khadijah was sick.
That probably was it.
Yeah.
Oh no, it wasn't that one. It was like it was the first time she had started working there with her, and she was just being real extra. Like she was like, "Just leave me alone. Like, do your thing." But she kept bothering her, and then it ended up hurting her feelings, and she got sad.
I think I
and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably like early season one.
I don't know what season it was. It was real cool.
Nika, you got a favorite episode?
No, I don't. I didn't watch it like that growing up a whole lot.
I watch it then and now.
I love it.
Who y'all favorite character then? Y'all didn't watch it like that.
Probably Khadijah. If I could relate to any other characters, it would probably be her because she was at work all the time. I don't know.
None of them hoes have kids.
None of them.
That was back in the 90s. I guess people were waiting till marriage.
Reggie was trying to get a man so she could eventually have some. Because her mom would always ask her, when you going to put some buns and beans in that oven? Like that. And she was just like, when I get a man, mom.
Right. My favorite episode was probably either the one where Max and Kyle slept together for the first time. Because then that was just on TV the other day. Mm-hmm. And Max was talking about, what'd she say? Just throw me over the balcony or something.
Yeah. She was like, she's like, I've done something. They were both talking about each other. She's like, it was so degrading. And he said, the most horrible.
Right, they both so dramatic.
They really were. It was so funny.
And then Baby T said, it wasn't that funny. Right? But my other favorite episode is when Sinclair wanted the leading role in the church choir. And I think, was it a famous singer? Was it CeCe Winans that was on the episode?
Oh.
It was some famous gospel singer. And that singer got sick or whatever. And Regine already couldn't sing, but she had practiced so much where her voice was messed up when she went in and she messed it up or whatever.
I can't remember that one. Dang it. I'm really trying to think about that one.
Right. It's an older one.
I would say they had good guest appearances. Naughty by Nature was on there. Arsenio Hall.
They did.
Shamar Moore was on the episode. He kissed Sinclair. Sinclair was like, oh my God. They were like study partners. That's a good episode too.
Right. I love Regine though. She's probably my favorite character. Just because she's funny and she be talking her shit. And she always on the hunt for a man. Not that I'm not definitely not on the hunt for a man.
And she did always slay.
She was always fun.
She Kim Fields.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep, Kim Fields.
But she used to just crack me up just because she was always talking her shit.
Mm-hmm. Now, one episode, ooh, she had a humanity moment. She had to get a breast reduction. She was like, what am I going to do?
I do remember that episode.
She had to get a breast reduction. And she was like, my breasts are my, like, pride and joy. Like, she was really struggling.
But my other favorite episode, I forgot about this one. The one where Max thought she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And Regine kept trying to get the story. And she was like, if y'all don't let me sit here and get the tea.
Max was stressing. And then it's so funny and foreshadowed because she did end up getting pregnant, but she did. She went to the sperm bank. It's all gone, baby. Okay, thank you.
That was a good episode. Yeah, she didn't crack me up on that episode. Oh, that's right, because her and Ovi were stuck in the car
in the blizzard. Yeah. Yep, trying to get there. And there's like, what is going on?
Right now that we done took y'all down memory lane, we're living single. Yes. And, one more thing. That was Sex in the City before Sex in the City was Sex in the City.
That's what a lot of people say. Yeah, I also love Sex in the City.
Me too. I'm just saying, living single was first.
Well, while we're on the subject of TV shows, Insecure season 3 has begun filming. Everyone, okay. There's no premiere date yet. But Issa Rae has done a recent interview saying that for the next season, they're planning to focus on how social issues, specifically like Me Too, this honky Trump. Yes, I said honky. I don't care. And the Time's Up movement. Yeah, all these
get us on the list.
Whatever. That'll be fine. Basically, how all these social issues are affecting us as Black women, and she's really trying to hone in on representation. So we're excited for Issa Rae because I love season 3. Now, do y'all watch Insecure?
Yeah.
No, I know y'all too. I'm talking about them too.
Oh, girl, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's saying no. You're 2 for 2. Now, 0 for 2. Now, listen, Cherry. We're going to have
girl,
America.
I don't watch TV. Like, I don't.
I watch it at work.
It would come on TV, but I don't got cable, so.
I watch everything on the computer. At least when I work in front of the computer.
If I'm not interested in the first episode, it's pretty much a wrap.
Have you watched it on the first episode?
How could you not be
interested? That first episode have hooked.
I was like, how did that not know about this show?
Okay.
And it's that little Insecure hook when she introduced all the characters. Black people love Molly. White people also love Molly.
I remember that. We're going to have a watch party next time you come to town.
We'll have to binge before season 3 so you can be all caught up.
Yes. I need to a recap anyway.
I would watch it again.
I love it.
I've watched it twice.
I would too. As far as our this is Black People Magic. Wakanda Forever. Black Panther is officially the highest top grossing movie ever in the history in the United States. Wakanda I just have to put that out there. If you have... sure. Is this your king?
I did not yield.
I did not... Yes, I did not yield. Okay, and going on in the TV, Teyana Taylor and Iman Shumpert's new reality show is premiering tomorrow, Monday, March 26th on VH1. She just did an interview on Wendy Williams talking about how she friend-zoned him first. Like, she was not interested in him because he was all turned up, acting crazy at the party. And then they became friends and fell in love. And here we are now. So I'm really excited to see, watch their new show. So,
I mean, I like Teyana. She has a nice body. And she has a
really nice body.
But now that I found out she came for Rihanna, I've been giving her the side eye ever since you told me that last week.
When she came for years
ago. I mean, I know it happened years ago, but still.
Where's she come for her
phone? She's trying to talk about her being the domestic violence thing and post a picture of Rihanna's face all beat up.
Is that her background on Twitter?
Yeah. So I feel like now I gotta give you the side eye, sis.
That was years ago.
Maybe she, I don't know.
Well, whatever.
I don't know nothing about that one.
We told him we let it go, but we lied.
But we lied.
Whatever he said. Teyana Taylor, she young. Like, she didn't even do nothing to get famous. She was just like,
right,
316.
She put that song out.
She's Kanye. Well, she basically she's Kanye's artist, but no, she's a dancer. Like, she's talking when she dances.
Her
she
album
sings.
Was actually really good.
She's got she has some modeling companies and she's about. I think she's about to come out with a fashion line. I think.
Her parents set her up though. Her parents, whatever they got money from, they set her up.
She came
like
for
that.
Money.
Yeah, she's not like her parents got money. So
well, and it's nice to know someone got some money. Shit,
yeah. So ain't here.
Right.
Well, anyway, I just had to put that out there, but go ahead.
Yep. And then, in the music, okay, going on to the music world, Amber Rose and 21 Savage have broken up.
What?
They have. They actually, it has been confirmed they've been broken up for a couple weeks now. We do not know why, but it sounds like it was amicable. However, Amber could just be covering up for the media. She says, and I quote, "Hopefully we can still remain friends. Being in a public relationship is hard." Not sure what's going on, but...
Like, Sharon already done it.
On to the next
So, I mean, it had to have been something that he did, because that nigga was at the slut walk with that whole bitch-ass outfit on. So,
and she just... It wasn't that long before. And it wasn't that long before she was talking about how much she loved to sniff his underwear. So, I'm like, did you sniff his underwear and sniff someone else's pussy? That wasn't... Is that what happened?
No, but it's crazy. She probably went... He wasn't really at the slut walk with that girl outfit on. He was like...
I didn't see the outfit.
Yeah, he
didn't
like the mess. The slut walk.
Good pussy will do it to you.
Lord, good.
Maybe come with all types of characters.
Right. And Young Jeezy and SZA are out here announcing that they about to retire. Young Jeezy announcing his retirement, and SZA just recently said that this next album is more than likely going to be her last.
I wonder why she
There are rumors circulating that she might be pregnant.
So what? Make another album, bitch.
Right. No,
she said, so you ain't leaving, bitch. Right. You can't leave us.
I really jammed in if I can relate to some moms.
Right. What did I say to Tina when she had the baby? We got concerts, we got shows, I gotta pay these bills.
Right, exactly.
You are crazy.
Which really broke my heart, because I do love SZA. I feel like she, like her whole control album, I said, why does she know my life? Like,
my
really,
whole life.
My entire life. Like, I'm really praying that these 20-somethings don't kill me. Like, I really am.
Yes,
I like SZA.
I love her. Yeah, they, what was that? Breakfast, not Breakfast Club, but DJ Envy did a tribute to Jeezy on Friday. I come for a while, but I guess he's retiring.
But
Jeezy had hits. He is getting up there. You get a little too old to be trap rapping.
He's old.
But he did have hits. Like, I was like, damn, this is 20 minutes worth of clips of Jeezy songs. I realized you got all these hits, but I knew every single one. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
No, Jeezy.
She's
okay. Terrence looking at my phone like Poppy. I'm like, Poppy's on the TV. Sorry,
right.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Poppy's on the TV. You can go watch Poppy on the TV. Last but not least, prayers have possibly been answered. Instagram is supposedly bringing back chronological order. And they're going to refresh the news feed in a more effective way. So you know how you be scrolling, you sometimes lose your place and you got to start all over again. They're not doing that no more. They're going to keep the post, the top post at the top. And you don't have to lose your place when you scroll from now on. And they're working on it. There has not been a day as to when this is going to take place, but know that it is coming soon. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Because I'm tired of seeing posts from 4 days ago on Thursday.
But that helps me get more likes sometimes. I'll get likes from, like, days ago. And
I'll
be like, okay, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes...
Right. That usually boosts me your likes a little
bit. It do, but sometimes...
It's about the likes.
But sometimes... Well, maybe it could just be what I follow. it could just be who I follow, but sometimes I'll get a lot of shade room stuff like over and over and over, and it's like,
oh yeah,
can I see other people's stuff? Like, I follow other people. I don't want to just see the same accounts 4 days later. Give me something new. But I'm excited to know we're going back in chronological order, just to make things easier.
That's true.
So that is all my tea for this week. Hope y'all enjoyed it.
I have a little local tea. It's not really tea, but I just want to give a shout out to the Warren Central Warriors.
Oh,
the
yeah.
boys had an undefeated season and won the state championship last night.
Oh,
they
my
did. Sister's a cheerleading coach, so I got to go watch. And it was actually a really good game.
I'll say
I was concerned in the beginning. I thought we were going to... you know, lose it, but they pulled through. They fought hard and did that, and their girls were
yeah. I was gonna say, I heard boys and girls.
So shout out to the Far East Side, Warren Central. You know, that's where I'm from. Far East Side, turn up. And then another thing I was gonna say, if I get a chance, I will post the video on Ladies on Instagram. But I caught the end of the Bossy Bulldogs and the Culver Academy game, and all my Evansville friends, all my black friends from Evansville went to Bossy. So shout out to Bossy. They did not win. They almost pulled the win. They fought hard, but they lost too. But the guy from Bossy that won the athletic something award. I thought his speech was really good because they were like, you know, you run cross country, you play football, you play basketball, blah, blah, blah. How can you do all this? And he was like, I got a good mama. And I was like, shout out to the mamas out there that's working hard, you know what I mean, keeping their kids out of trouble and inspiring them and, you know, having their back to do all that kind of stuff. I'm sure it takes a big toll on his mom to get him back and forth to all the sports, buy all them uniforms, you know what I mean? Wake him up at 6 in the morning to go to practice. But his first thing he said was, I got a good mama.
That
so if
so
I get a chance,
cute.
I'll post the video on our Snap so you guys can see it. His name was Jalen something. So shout out to the senior at Bossy.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, to be doing all that ripping and running back from sports.
Girl, and Lord. Jesus.
I think I'm tired now.
Right?
It's going to be real tired then.
It's definitely a struggle. My mom used to, me and my sister played sports too. We, you know, are two different ages. So I'm sure she was like, I'm ready for this to be over. Tired of being in the car.
I hope by that time I have a husband. Please let me have a husband. Just for when, you know, if Terrence's dad can't get there, you know, there's a backup somewhere.
Right? Right, so that's our little tea. So I guess, you know, what's been up? What's on your mind?
Oh, you know, I took my weave out.
Okay, girl. Forgot you took. Right. I've been here this whole time looking at Nika like
I see the pink ball popping.
I told her like, I didn't even say, oh girl, you took your weave out. I literally look at her like
whatever. Pineapple.
That's a nice name, the flying apple.
Right, I put some weave in.
My braids are still holding strong, y'all.
Right, I think crochets are like my new addiction because it's damn near quick and it's easy.
It
and
looks really good. I like it.
It does.
It looks like a sewing.
Yeah,
really?
It looks so good.
I'm gonna just fake it till I make it.
When you first posted it, I was like, okay, girl.
And it's not like the cheap ass weave though, girl.
It's
sweet though, because we did two in the
group
chat.
Yeah. But yeah, I think this is my new addiction till I do something with my
Did you
brother.
Cut some of it? Because I thought, I swear it was longer in the picture. I thought it was
I cut a little bit every day just because I can't decide.
Because last time I saw, I thought it was down to your booty. I said, okay,
Drake. No, it was never down to the booty.
That was a different one, though.
What?
The
oh, that was a different
way down.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was a different bag. That with the hoop pigtails. Yeah, I've been crocheting my life. I might crochet something else tomorrow. You know? No, I'm just what else y'all got going on, though? Anything?
So working my natural ponytail.
Right. But
next month I'm going to Coachella.
You gonna get some inches for Coachella?
Am I?
Beyonce gonna be there. You gonna get some inches for Coachella?
I'm gonna get some singles. I was gonna get some dreads, but I'm gonna just get
singles
some
singles. Are a good Coachella hairstyle.
Yeah,
you know,
I was gonna
hipsters.
Get dreads, but I was just like, that's not gonna last because I had them before and they just don't stay.
How
you know
hard was
old.
It to plan for Coachella? I was looking at.
I would
how
like
to
go
it. It just
year.
Looks so overwhelming.
It cost so much fucking money. So like, my ticket was like $500.
Ooh, child.
Look,
that's
the bag, though.
And
look,
no,
that
I don't,
bag,
you know, I'll be saving my money. That's what the fuck it is. So I got the ticket like last year, and then I've been planning that shit since last year, and I just got like.
Oh,
all
so
my
you've
clothes.
Been planning a year in advance, yeah?
Well, because I bought my tickets.
Oh, okay.
I bought my ticket last year when they went on sale. When I got the pre-sale, and then, you know. That's pretty much it, but like I got everything else. The only thing now that I gotta pay for that ain't paid for is the rental car. So we gotta get our truck.
Where is Coachella usually?
In Coachella Valley. It's in LA.
Oh,
but it's like
okay.
2 hours from LA. It's like in the desert.
But
Are you gonna shuttle there? Are you gonna drive?
No, we're gonna drive because we camping.
Ooh. To Cali?
That's gonna be so much.
No. I got a plane.
I was like, wait a minute, you driving cross country?
No, we flying. Me and my best friend, we flying out to LA, and then we gonna drive to Coachella Valley, which is like 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
That's gonna be a little ass trip.
Now that will be so much.
I'm like, I fuck around, don't make it home.
I tried to get you to go because like, I had a friend that was selling like 2 extra tickets, and I was like, anybody want to go? And everybody was
you did, but I thought I was gonna be doing. I thought I was gonna be in Vegas because it's that same week. So I was like, you know what? I probably ain't gonna be there, but I should have just went ahead.
I still want to go to that.
He sold them too now.
I still want to go to that for real.
I always go next year. I'm down to go next year because I know that shit gonna be lit.
Right.
It just be lit every year.
Like I said, well, I'll fuck around and not make it home. I'll be having such a good time.
When you go, let us know. If it don't drop by then, let us know if Cardi B's pregnant. Because it's talking about that sources have confirmed that she actually is pregnant.
You know what?
And it's going to be 7 months video. Pregnant performing. So, but she ain't dropped the announcement yet. So I don't know if it's
what
true
video,
or not.
Lucky?
She just posted a video. She had got a box from somebody. I don't know if it was like a jewelry box or whatever the fuck it was. But like, she got a jewelry box. And she had like a robe on. But she had like the robe tied up. Her stomach was just like a little bit of pooched out.
She said she just been getting fat, but I don't
that
know.
That could be true.
Cardi, I hope you didn't let this man get you pregnant.
Please. I hope she did not let that man get her pregnant.
You just popped out, girl. We want to see you like go to your full potential.
I want to see that bitch.
I'm saying a baby can take away from it, but I just want to see her.
Just because she's really popping right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
I want to see her
live her life and do her thing.
Did y'all see that her video was on CNN or something when she was talking about the taxes?
Yeah.
Yes.
But she, I mean, I want to know too, dang near. Because, I mean.
Can I see some receipts?
Girl, I be looking at my shit, but as you know, that's just something you go, you after so long, you just get used to it, because
yep.
I've been working since I was 15.
Yeah, but at least I'm glad she's paying.
My money.
I'm glad she's paying her taxes, because I don't want to see her go to jail for tax evasion.
Wesley Snipes looking ass.
DMX, Toni Braxton, apparently old.
Leave my girl Toni alone.
I love Toni, but she got to pay her taxes.
Girl, she fuck around, she acting like her husband.
So Birdman?
Yeah.
That still baffles me.
That does.
That is not right.
Yeah, how did they get together?
He's so ugly.
It's just like, you're so refined, Tony, and you're
she's
so
classy.
You know? Right.
Okay, but what about Tamar's bald head?
It's trash.
You think
it's
no?
In the fucking bag.
Oh,
she looks fucking terrible. She looks terrible.
You didn't even give it a chance.
No, she does not look good at all.
Trash.
I think
in a bag.
I think she looks cute in some poses.
I think
she
looks
cute. That yellow,
like,
I think
that's what I was going to say.
Yellow. It's like it's too close to her skin tone, but when she had on, I think it was like a blue dress or whatever, it looked fine.
But I liked the yellow. I thought she looked radiant.
See, I feel like it's too much yellow. Yellow skin, yellow clothes, it's just too much of the same tone. She needs like...
Well, you know, I'm actually not surprised because you know the black woman's signature move is after you go through a bad breakup, you cut your hair.
Exactly.
You cut your hair, get something different. So actually,
that's
I'm really not surprised.
I'm going to let my shit grow. Bitch.
I said,
fuck
is
him.
This really 2007? I like it, but are we heading towards a mental breakdown? But are her events officially done? We haven't talked about it since that last time.
I don't know. I'm still shocked that you tell me that the Govan, one of the
she,
Govan
she posted like they done. She ain't saying nothing about no reconciliation. She said she's moving on and living her life. And she said, I'm doing just fine. And that's what it is, and that's what's going to be.
I'm not totally convinced, though, that it's all Vince's fault. Sometimes I feel like she is
very selfish.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But didn't he cheat,
a lot
though?
Of it.
Yeah.
But did she cheat? There was some rumors about her cheating at one point in time.
I don't
know. They all was cheating. I feel like all them motherfuckers be out there swinging.
Right.
They be doing.
They be doing some extra shit.
They be doing the most.
Nobody's safe. That's what we say in one episode. If Jay cheat on Beyonce, we're like, well, damn.
Exactly.
Nobody's safe.
Shit. I feel the same way. That's what I said. I was like, nigga, if Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce, then... And it just ain't no hope because Beyonce is everything.
We
talked
about this. We I don't go into a relationship expecting to get cheated on, but I think it's the reality.
No, I'm not.
But you know, it's a strong chance if you with a nigga for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know.
Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like we are people that know what we signed up for. Granted, I'm not saying it's easy. But at the end of the day, you choose to love, you choose to stay, you choose to go. Yeah. So if you stepping out, like, granted, I get there's going to be issues surrounding as to why, but at the end of the day, that don't excuse it. So, yeah. Whether if I'm not doing everything I should be, it's still wrong.
It's always that's wrong. True.
So,
yeah.
Always. Yeah.
So, my brother just got married, and he married his son's mom, and he loves her so much. Like, he loves her dirty draws. No bullshit. And, like, I know he'd never cheat on her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He just wouldn't. See? But, you know, I don't know. I could be wrong. But I hope and pray my mama raised him to the point like he'll be like, I ain't never cheating on her. And I just leave her ass. And some of my mama always told us, like, if you gonna cheat on somebody, then break up with their motherfucking ass. Like, don't sit up there and be like, oh, I'm gonna have my cake and eat it too, because it don't work like that.
It don't.
See, and that's why I'm saying, I don't feel like if just because Jay-Z, she on Beyonce, like, Jay-Z has millions, maybe billions of dollars. But a regular guy that knows, you know, I just have whatever, he might actually appreciate his woman. You know what I mean? And he might actually feel like, oh, I'm not going to cheat because I love my life. I love my wife. And I don't have all this, I'm not accessible to all this other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, my brother and his wife, they both make really good money. Like, my brother, he making 100, so she makes, like, almost that as well. So, they, like, regular rich. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
regular rich.
They, like, really rich. Like, you know what I mean? But they not, yeah, like, they're not Beyonce.
She said,
rich.
Like, you know,
right.
I love this. At least, like, you know, we got it made. I got a good
he
one.
He love them.
I got, we got a nice life. We regular rich.
They love the shit out of each other, but they like, you know, hood rich. Like, they both make real good money, but I hope he never, I know he wouldn't. Like, I don't know, but you know, I know they
know
what
you
do.
Yeah.
Shout out to the good man.
No, really. Shout out to the good man.
That's my brother trying to cheat on her. Ooh, child.
I don't have a brother, but if I did, and if I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
My brother already know what we be on, though. Like, if you don't do no shit like that.
Like, how dare you? That's like that's like, let Terrence get older, have a little girlfriend. He come to me talking about, man, mom.
So much quicker.
Be like, mom, I cheat. I'm like, well, look, boy, what's wrong with you? I done raised you better than that. Right. I mean, you're about to be embarrassing me out here. I done told you.
Right.
I know. You're going to be a good, upstanding man.
Right, I heard that.
Jelly.
Damn. Well, I don't know. I wish I had a brother growing up, too. I feel like if I hadn't had a brother growing up, I would have had somebody to fight boys. And I don't know. I guess I would have got game faster, too.
Definitely. But that's where your uncles come in to play. You just watch them.
Exactly. Yeah.
My dad, uncle, like, all them.
My brother ain't that type of dude. He ain't give me no game. He's not like the type of dude to be like, okay, this bitch, I got that bitch. He ain't never been that type of dude. He always stick to that one. Like,
well, that probably showed you how you should be.
Both of my brothers like that. My other brother like that.
That means I had a good mom.
I've been learning a lot more game now since I've been single, though. I mean, you don't really have a choice but to.
Exactly.
I just can't decide if I want to be single or not.
That's
Lauren,
tell us about it. What are your options?
Yes, Lauren, tell us more.
Please.
Lauren Enchanted, tell us more.
Yeah, I got issues.
Now, you already started. Might as well finish it.
I mean, because it's just like...
Lauren said she bored.
It's not even that I'm bored. It's just that I don't want to, like...
Are you afraid of settling?
You don't want to close yourself off to the possibilities?
Yeah, and it's just like I have so... I mean, the first thing is I have so much on my plate right now that I'm doing and that I'm trying to add to what I'm doing. And then it's just like, do I really have time to for a relationship? Which I say this all the time. But it's just like, do I really have time to call and check on somebody in the middle of the day, every day, and listen to your problems at night when I get home? When I'm trying to cook dinner and get people in the bathtub and still write a blog. Like, I haven't blogged in like a couple weeks. I'm trying to do it every week. Obviously, I've been failing because you guys haven't got anything. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I ain't got time for that shit. And then the other thing, too, is just like, you know, he's a really nice guy. And I think he really likes me. Peanut.
Hunter said he is a nice guy. I like him.
Why is she laughing at the fact that nigga ain't shit?
Like, mama, you know you lying, mama. You know you lying, mama.
But no, he is. But it's just like... Is there more out there than just a nice guy? That sounds so wrong to say.
You say, is there more out there than what?
Is there more out there than just a really nice guy? You know?
Yeah.
You just had the episode about nice guys finishing last, Lauren. Here you go. Here you go.
And I don't mean it like that at all. What I really mean is that, how do I say this in the way that I really mean?
You miss hoeing.
I don't because I never even hold like that. I promise, I never really. Let me know we got some whole friends. I never even hold like that.
I got nothing to do with that. I didn't say nothing about nobody hoeing.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just saying.
She said that be calling. Yeah. She's like, that's what I'm calling the kettle black. I can't even do it.
I don't know. It's just like I feel like I can have more chemistry with somebody else, or like a deeper passion. You know what I mean? Somebody's nice. You guys get along really well. And it's like, this is great, but I just want to know, like...
Like, you don't know if this is the last stop.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Yeah. But I feel like everyone has that when they're in relationships and stuff. But I mean, at that point, you have to decide, is it worth you missing out on this person, good guy, and going back to... and then regretting losing him.
Regret.
And then you have to wait several years again for the, because, you know, sometimes we get in our own way. You know, the memes that we talk about, we be like, God, send me a good man, and the good man be right there. And you be like,
all
right, no, that, God, that must, I don't think that's him. Send me another one. No, send me a sign. The one that has DW talk about, send me a sign. God, I can't read the sign. I don't know if this is it. Do you want to be DW? Do you want to be DW? I don't want to be DW. And that's why I'm like, God, I need you to make it clear. I don't want to have to question. I need
see,
to know.
It's not totally clear, though.
But I feel you, though, because that's why I don't really want a boyfriend right now, because I just don't have time for it. I don't have the mental capacity.
Girl, it's a lot of mentalness
right
to be trying to think
like,
about.
Like, I leave the milk on the counter. I don't know if I have time for a man. I know I don't have time
but
for a man.
But would that be easier than being single and talking to somebody and having those mental games?
Because them games are stressful. And I'm talking about time.
I don't know. I'd rather know that my man is my man.
Thank you.
Same
here. And I have, like, one of my, like I said, my friend, I had a couple friends that are getting married this year, and I've heard them say, like, you know, people should really enjoy their single life. I think a lot of times people that get in relationships and they think so much about carrying someone else's emotions, they forget how hard it is to be single sometimes. We had to get the babies real quick. So sorry.
I remember when I was single.
Jilly.
But that's the thing. I feel like sometimes people, they just think, oh, I just remember when I could be fun and carefree with being single. And maybe because everyone's single experience is different. And I'm so glad if your single experience was great and fun. But my single experience has only been, it has its fun moments. But if I look at my entire single experience, I've had more days where it's like, I'm questioning myself, my self-worth, my self-esteem, wondering where's my man at. I'm a good woman. I get tired of being asked, why are you single? I get tired of having to be dating someone, and my grandma be like, oh, well, how's your little friend doing? Then 2 months later, how's your little friend doing? They ain't there no more.
Right.
We right back to the cycle,
grandma,
again. And then, you know, I'm glad that my, like, when I got pregnant, I was so afraid my grandmother and mother was going to be scared. Well, not my mom so much, but my grandma for sure. My grandma was happy the fact that she was going to have a grandchild. Now, that's about pitiful. She wasn't even mad at the fact that I was having a baby out of wedlock. She was more concerned, especially said, well.
She was probably trying to see the positive.
Yeah, but still, it's a simple fact that my grandmother realizes, like, Lord, I may not get to have no great-grandchildren.
Yeah,
she
was
happy.
My mother also, when I told her, she said, well, hallelujah, because she probably thought I had a man. No, Mom,
you
I
can't
don't.
Even
look
at it. It wasn't that, though. I just think it was the fact that, you know, she was just being a positive person in your life, because some moms be like, oh, bitch, you need to get rid of that baby. Like, some parents do be
this
like that,
true.
But she was
this
just being
true.
A good parents.
She may
like,
have been genuinely excited.
And I believe she was. I believe she was. But my grandma also asked how. Like, how did I get, how is the fact that she's about
well,
to be great?
Granny, let me
well,
tell
people
you.
People asked me the same thing. And I had a man, right?
Well, that should have been just common sense if you had a man. I'm just saying the point is my grandma Raymond's like, I ain't brought nobody home in like years.
I mean, I just think you should, if you are single, you should embrace the single life. Not necessarily.
I mean, yeah. Like,
not
I'm
necessarily
not,
the
I
whole
do.
Part of it, but you should just be happy. Okay, I have this time where I can work on me.
That's
I can,
true.
Because I feel like
very
when
true.
I attract the most men is when I'm finally happily single.
Yep,
like, when I'm sad single, yep. Don't nobody come my way. But when I'm like, okay, I'm working out. I'm working on this. I'm doing that. You know what I mean?
Right.
My skin's going. My hair's going. I'm, you know, that's when men come. Then I'm just
trying to
damn,
make
damn,
sure.
Damn.
And me, personally, like I said, everyone's different. different. I have, like I said, I've been working through my own personal issues. But a lot of it's just because I saw firsthand from my mom. My mom never remarried before becoming disabled. She dated, but I see my dad be the one to get married, yeah, have his own, have a family, have a house. And my mom didn't get to have that. And I saw the downside of that, of her, wanting someone for herself and being alone. Because, everybody wants some type, not everybody, but majority of people want some type of companion. So it's just I don't want Terrence to grow up seeing me why don't I have somebody?
You can thrive after divorce. You can do the same.
But, my mom and dad never got married.
No,
but,
when he found his woman, he cried.
But at the end of the day, men are more likely to be able to find someone because women will naturally, ratio-wise, we outnumber men. And good black men, we definitely outnumber them. Yeah. So it's easier for a man to just move on than a good black woman because there's not as many of them out here.
I can tell y'all, good white man. Girl, I can't get down with the swirl.
I've been single for 3 years. That's a long time. It's probably been a little longer than 3 years.
I've been single for about...
You done dated.
We going on 6 years for me.
I ain't really dated.
You done met some people. I know you done been on some dates.
I done met some people. I've been legit single for three years.
Now let me ask this, because I've had situationships and talked to people.
I ain't had no situationships. I've just been talking to people.
Well, yeah, that's situationships, talking to people. Have you been completely single where you've talked to no one, no dating
What's the situationship to you?
Situationship, when you do everything that's based relationship, but there's no title.
Yeah, I ain't did that. I've always been in a situationship. I'm never just freaking single. And the situationship
takes you through all the emotions of a relationship, so then you feel like you've been in a relationship, but it's I can't call it that because I had no title. Right. We weren't together.
2014.
Exactly. I ain't got the time, nigga. You don't tell me what the fuck it is. I'm just assume.
I have a very little.
I'm gonna do my thing. You gonna do your thing. Right. Shit.
And you know what? On that note, going back to last week with the side dude, or when I was the side chick again.
She got her promotion.
But that's how it was. Though. It was just okay, we had sex. Now you leave. I'm not gonna call you. You know what I mean? You won't hear from me for another few weeks. You gonna have to call me probably to move on again type deal. Because I was just I can't do a situationship. I can't get myself emotionally involved in this, and then it'd be nothing. You know what I mean? I'm stressed out, and this ain't even shit. Motherfucker, what the hell?
You ain't even my man.
Oh, no.
Right. I can't even tell you about
it. Right. I'm at work. And that'd be the frustrating part. It's you didn't want to get mad, then be wait, can I get mad?
Right.
Because we did say this. But no, because this is a little stall.
You can say that.
You can say, she said if you fuck her, she can get mad. That's what Cherish said.
And that's why I removed myself. Fuck and remove. Remove.
And they wouldn't get mad when you remove.
I don't care, man. I'll just be chilling. I won't be getting mad. I was fucking with this one dude. And I did get hella attached to him. But it was only because of the situation. It was only because of his stuff. Because
of his what?
His stuff.
Oh.
He had a whole arm.
Wait, huh?
It was crazy.
A little baby arm, girl.
I had to think about his stuff.
He was putting it down.
Yeah.
I had fell in love with him from that.
You get possessive.
No, yeah. I wasn't possessive. I was just we need to be together. I want to be with you.
He was diplomatized. That's what she said.
Exactly what
she
it was.
She was diplomatized.
My best friend, she
They probably do that on purpose because they know what they slanging and packing and swanging.
I know I ain't ugly. It ain't because I was ugly. I got money, nigga. I ain't broke. I got my own place.
But you got that bag.
I got my car.
Right. She buying
Coke. I just know it wasn't that. He just didn't want to be with nobody. And I can understand that, but I was just like. Like, why not me?
Why did you want to just do this with me?
Like, this could be us, but you playing.
Exactly.
Okay, posted me.
But he also didn't have no kids, so that's probably what it was. So that might have been what it was. He's probably like, I ain't got no kids. I ain't fucking that bitch. This bitch like, I ain't got no fucking kids. But my lady big, though. Like, I don't know. I don't even sit back and think about that. Because, like,
yeah, it'll get you depressed.
Right? I just think it's funny because y'all talk about it like that. But like coming from somebody who doesn't have kids, like now I feel like I'm in the part where I should have kids. Like people are shocked, like, oh, like, okay, you know what I mean? And
you lucked
like,
up, right?
But no, I don't know. You lucked up, bro? Girl, you lucked up.
What?
Because this
you
shit
know
ain't
easy.
I know, but like I'm getting older, so like by the time like when we was out to eat today, I was like, damn, your kids are gonna be older, and my kids are gonna have nobody.
I thought you was gonna cry.
So is that you guys are like best friends? Mm-hmm. So like my best friends from home that I grew up with have no kids. Right. None of them. And
yeah,
like,
I'm the one.
Julie gonna babysit. Julie gonna right. Be like, when I get older and Julie get older, she ain't keeping y'all fucking kids.
Right.
She already got an attitude. So she gonna be like, you gonna keep y'all kids. You gonna find somebody to keep your motherfucking kids. Like, girl, none of my best friends have children. Keep it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody sit there. Don't even feel like it's not okay to not have kids.
Live your life.
Right.
Live your life.
Take you some trips.
That's what everybody says. But you know.
Right. And but I get it because it's like you people are having kids, you want to have kids
right.
Too. I can because I mean I want to have another one.
I don't
want to
be too old,
right?
Girl, be old,
right.
Old. It ain't what it's cracked up to be. It's cool, but girl, no. When you sitting at home by your motherfucking self and you got that crying ass baby in there with you, you gonna be like, I should have waited.
Like I should have listened.
Girl, I be sitting there looking at my baby. I'll be like, you know what? So I got this one baby. I'm keeping this
right.
One. I should.
She gonna be like, I should have listened to Lady Night.
Everybody was right. Okay. But I be gone all the time, but I got hella help though. Like my mama and his people. Like I got hella fucking help. But girl,
that's
if it was not for my people, child, I would be hurt.
Yeah, when you doing it and you doing a good job, people think it's easy, but it's
not,
even harder
it's
when you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You be tired.
Your baby be like, I want my mommy. I don't want my mother to be calling me. She be crying all the time. I should be like, you have to stay with your dad. You're not coming home this weekend. She be so shitty. Like,
I wait.
That's why she ain't over there right now because she ain't want to go. She was like, I don't want to go over there. I'm like,
When I drive Malik and Mahari out to the babysitter, I always sneak out, and Malik always be like, where my mommy go?
Yeah, that's what they spoil. But it's supposed to be like that, though, when you have kids. I feel like babies always supposed to love their mama more than they love everybody else.
They do.
That's true. But I be having the moments, too, where it's like, it just be like, I want the love moments. I do. But I just need those moments to happen when I don't have shit to do. They always want to happen when I have
like
shit
this.
To do. And then I feel bad because I'm trying to get shit done. But I'm also trying to have mother-son bonding time. And so I've been trying to get shit done when he's with his dad so that I can have that time.
But then you just want
to
lay down.
Exactly. Because I have the time to actually do it. To just take a nap. Like Saturday, I picked up Terrence. We came home. Of course, y'all know it was snowing. We watching Space Jam. I fell asleep watching Space Jam. Because I was just that tired. Like, I'm just like, I can't.
Girl, that tiredness be real. People don't understand.
And it hits you out of, like, nowhere.
I hate when people with no kids be like, you know, you just got to push through being tired. You got to do this. You got to do that. I'd be like, you do not understand
you have
how
no
tired
idea.
Kids make you. Like,
I swear. Yeah. And on top of working,
you,
if you're in school.
But they wear your ass out.
They do.
Just getting up in the morning. It's tiresome
yeah.
enough.
Dealing with thinking for two people, planning a life for two people, running errands for two people. You know what I mean? Soothing a crying child. It's a lot.
Yeah.
You
mentally.
You soothe the child for them and yourself.
Okay.
So they can calm down so you can be calm. Because if they ain't calm, you ain't going to be calm. It's a lot.
It's a lot of work.
I had to develop a schedule to do a load of laundry every day because it piles up so fast. It's just everything that you have to think about. A schedule for laundry?
Girl.
Yeah.
Schedule for every day. This is why we're telling you it's okay. It's okay, change. It's okay to wait. It's okay.
Does laundry end? Is that a thing? Like
no.
Being done with laundry?
Nope.
So do y'all want to play a game?
Yeah, let's
play. Let's play a game. So we
somebody gonna drink some more of this because I mean it's about to be gone.
Oh, which one is that? Oh, that's the reggae.
Do you
want to
go ahead
and
take it?
Go ahead, Riz. I'm on this naked grip right now. Okay, so we got Fuck, Kill, Mary, 50 Dirty Questions, Would You Rather, Dirty Edition, or Never Have I Ever? What would you guys like to play?
Never Have I Ever is always fun.
This is true.
Well, Never Have I Ever it is.
Oh, really?
Okay, so I really don't know how to play Never Have I Ever.
What? Oh, gosh.
So how are you going to pick it? I mean, I be playing it, but I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
Basically, it's almost like two truths and a lie type of deal. So you say, Never Have I Ever... And whatever you say, it's supposed to be something that you've never done, but people be lying just to make it interesting. But
okay, so it's something I've never done. Right.
And yeah, then so, and then whoever has done it, you usually that's like five fingers. Mm-hmm. Or since we're drinking, you take a drink.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have done it. So we can just do it by taking a drink. Hopefully no one gets. Do we have enough wine to do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. I don't know.
We have enough wine. Oh, yeah, we got some tequila too, so we're okay. Oh, okay. So I guess I'll start. Never have I ever had sex in a public bathroom.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah,
I ain't done that.
That's disgusting.
Wait, I have.
Cherish.
It was at a hotel.
Okay, I'm back. What's the question?
Never have I ever had sex in a public bathroom.
I think Lauren should take a drink. Oh, no, I never have done that.
Have you never?
No, nah, girl, never.
I don't know, bro. Lauren said, don't do me.
Alright, who's next? Who's got? Well, since you drank, you do the next one. Cherish.
Okay. This is the most basic one, but it's still true for me. So, never have I ever had a threesome.
I ain't trying to either.
I'm good, bro.
Strictly dickly, bro.
Exactly.
Ain't going. Nah, bro.
I like dick.
Yeah. Look, I like dick. I mean,
actually, I really do. Like,
I really do.
It's amazing.
It's never did me wrong. Now, the person with the dick might have did me wrong. But the dick itself, the dick itself has never done me wrong.
What can I do? Never have I ever had a train wreck.
Oh,
girl.
That would be an extreme. I have not had it, but I do have a fantasy of having two men pleasing me. But unfortunately, society is going to view that as a train.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything else to say.
What was the question?
Never have I ever had a train
wreck. Oh, no.
See, that's what's the deal with being extreme as fuck.
Right.
Well, okay, so bring it home, girl.
Okay, so never have I ever swallowed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Oh,
damn.
You really don't swallow?
Girl, no.
Me neither.
People actually got crazy.
Why did you really see her come that way?
Like, you really talking? I've never swallowed, okay?
Oh, wow.
Y'all,
I've only done it for two
please
people.
Tell me
only for only a for certain two. Person.
Yeah, you don't do that for everybody.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I only get like,
how can you do it though?
What do you mean?
I used to be completely against it.
How can you
swallow
it
down?
Like a take it like a shot.
How?
But even, like honestly, okay, so honestly, I was completely against it. I said, I ain't doing it. The shit's nasty. I refuse. I also had a bad experience one time. The nigga shit was disgusting. So I was like, I'm definitely not doing it. But
everybody's ain't nasty.
That's true. But I was talking the first time I did it. They just came to and dropped the knowledge.
Motherfucker.
But what made me want to try was sometimes it really depends on the person. I was talking to a guy. I was really into him. Sex was mad good. Mouth was bomb as fuck. I said, you know what? I feel like I need to give you something to reward you for what you've been putting down for me. And I just wanted to do it. And then I actually turned out not to be that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's really not. You I'm just take it like a shot. Then. And I was really into it. So it really helped.
I can't get with
if
it.
You just keep going, I mean, you can't even really taste it. It's just you know, going
there. Mix a lot with saliva.
It's not even on your tongue.
Use a lot of saliva. That helps.
You just I mean, but you know what? When I think about it, I've never... Okay, I have made... Well, no. I was going to say...
I'd rather
see, I
swallow
like graphic, so I don't even want to say it. But
you might as well. We've been graphic before.
I had a guy come off the head, but more often than not, I usually like will suck it, and then I'll be like, "Oh, I'm about to come. I want to put it back in." So stop real quick, sucking. You know what I mean? So it's like I don't even be. It most likely will be coming on my stomach or on my back or something.
See, that's what I was gonna say. I'd rather swallow than them do it on me.
Yeah, no. I don't want it on me either.
You know what? I did that once. I made a guy come from.
Felicia.
Yeah,
Felicia. Girl, this is be unedited.
And like, he came in my mouth, and I like damn near beat that nigga ass. I was like, nigga, yo, like, you could have fucking said something.
Yeah, at least
it was like, I did. And I was just, that was the only guy I've ever done that to, though. But I think it was just because we were, that's that guy I was telling y'all about. I was like, oh my God, I like love him because of that. Like,
I'm surprised you wouldn't have wanted to swallow if he was put, he was no, stigmatized.
Fuck
like that,
that, man.
It's a turn off to me when they're like, I'm about to come. Right.
I just couldn't do it. I was just like, no, I can't do that.
It's cleaner, you know? It's not. So what do?
I just spit it out. Bro, I ran to that bathroom so fucking quick, and I was like, brush my teeth, rinse my mouth up, do my toothbrush, and I went to go get a new toothbrush, everything. I was just like, I was like, sick to my
stomach. I was just like, what the fuck?
She said, I'm just raising her head. I'd be like, I probably, do I
have to brush my teeth? I need to throw my toothbrush away.
Right, I'm thinking about that too. Like,
I'll be doing that.
But like, they, you swallow, you can keep going.
But you know, they said a
profession.
But what? But from what I've read, from what I've read, sperm is good for your teeth.
Bro, fuck that.
I've also read. Now, personally, now I'm not doing this.
Touching my teeth.
This is where I cross the line. I'm not doing this. But apparently, it's also good for your skin
and your hair.
Yo, wait, hold on.
So if I was married, I ain't gonna stunt. If I was married, I'd probably put that nigga shit all over my face.
Okay.
I'd be like, I would almost rub it on my face.
She said I'd be rubbing it.
I don't like to touch it. I don't like what it's on me. I think that's why I swallow, probably. I don't want to touch it.
You gonna put that shit in your stomach? That shit don't make your stomach hurt?
No.
That's like eggs to me. Like, eggs make my stomach hurt.
It does remind me of some eggs.
It is eggs.
I like
it. It is eggs. Literally.
It's raw eggs, nigga. Fuck all that. I'm good.
She said it's hella good.
Somebody, though, we should put some in a frying pan one day just to see what it does.
Sperm died when it hit the
you
egg.
Said who we egg. Gonna get it from?
Right. You gotta darn. You gotta don't.
Next time you swallow, put that shit in the cup. Don't swallow.
Or get it from the condom. Be like, yeah, I got it.
Or next time you don't swallow, just put it in a plastic bag or something.
I'll scrape it off. Give me a little
crazy.
Tea, yeah, put it in the bag.
So y'all do that like all the time? Like
no.
I don't give everybody heads. Like, I only give people
I fuck with.
See, I enjoy
what I'm
head,
saying.
Like, y'all have done that multiple times.
I've only done it twice.
I've only gotten that once. That's, like, the first time. And I was, like, not too long ago. I mean, it's been, like, a year or two. But it's been, like, a year. It was, like, last year. And, like, that's, like, the first time that's ever happened to me. Like, I'm 27. That shit happened when I was 26.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm rough. But, like, I'm rough. Niggas probably be like, I ain't going to do that. She'll whoop my ass.
She'll
probably shoot me or some shit. But like I said, also don't do that to everybody. Like, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Like, you definitely not everybody.
I don't like doing it. I just think it's nasty.
Sucking dick or swallowing?
Sucking dick.
If you ain't.
I don't know. Yeah, especially if you need that look. My best friend be like, bitch, you don't like doing it. I'll be like.
Well, I used to be against it too, and then I tried it once, and now I like it. But it's still one of the things, like, I'm not going to initially just do it for any and everybody.
If I'm sloppy drunk, that's the only time I want to do it.
I just be like, no.
I have to want to do it.
So I'll be like.
I have to want to do it. Well, then, I'll be willing to do it, but I hate when a nigga try to, like, so you going to suck my dick? Like, you know.
I mean, to me, it's a natural part of sex. It's foreplay.
It is foreplay, but I hate it when a nigga tries to make it, like, forceful. It's like, can I just want to do it?
But
like,
there's good sizes like for head. Like, if you're too big, it is not enjoyable.
And if you're
care.
Too small, it's not enjoyable. Like, your dick gotta be attractive, first of all, for me to even want to do it. Like, if it's not attractive, I'm gonna be mad.
I mean, so this is the other thing about the dude I'm dating. It's like, I won't say he doesn't. Because he's over here laughing because they probably could be hearing this in the group chat. But it's like, I won't say he doesn't like head, but he wants to be in control of sex all the time. So, like, I'm used to, you know, if I want to fuck my nigga, I'm going to pull out the dick, start sucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to, like, get it popping. But it's like, he wants to do everything, and he wants to do it his way. And, like, he's like, okay, you know, you can give me head, but I really want to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, come on, man. I enjoy doing this. Why can't I do the things that I enjoy doing? What's y'all over there saying?
Nothing, but I ran into that issue, too. It was a control issue, and, you know, we don't talk no more to this day.
Yeah.
Because I cannot deal with it. He got mad at me during sex because he said I was, I don't know, taking too much control. He was like, just wait a minute.
Right.
control is fun.
See, no, I don't. I'll be like, no, wait, don't do that. Like, you need to stop.
You need to stop.
You're a faker. You the one that's faking.
I am. Okay. Oh, don't do that.
That's stop.
I'll be like, that's me.
But like, no.
I stop doing that. If I want it, I would. Right. Here, take them off. I mean, especially now that I got a kid, I'll be on a time frame, so I ain't got time to. Come on. I don't do that when she has. I got three hours. My baby always at home, so I'll be. Oh, girl, my baby be knocked out. No, see me, I take advantage of my kid free nights because Terrence is nosy. I'd be like, he'd try to wake up and then pop in, so I only on the kid free nights.
But see, my kid free nights are sacred. So therefore, if I have the opportunity to get some, I be, and I don't get some, I be pissed.
Be cranky.
Be mad as hell.
We do get cranky if we ain't have none.
Chattel.
So like
I
now.
About it. I ain't had none in a long time.
So like.
No, really? You be all you be pissed.
Struggle. I'm at the
you
point now. Like, I don't even
got
care.
No options.
Right? How long? Honestly. How long? It's probably been a month now.
Since you had sex?
Since I had sex.
I'm on a month and my hormones is jumping off the damn charts.
No, I've been wanting to.
I think it's been like, almost a month for me, too.
I stopped doing it.
It's been a month for you?
I think so.
I stopped. I've been that don't seem like right.
Maybe like a week or something. Maybe like two weeks.
Right.
I'm just saying, I work two jobs. It's hard to keep up.
I be keeping track, because listen.
Why you be keeping track?
Because I don't usually get on the regular anyway. So when I do get on the regular and then it just stops, I be pissed. Because it's like, oh.
Y'all be using protection, don't you?
Oh, of course. Because yeah, I'm fertile now. Now that I know that I'm fertile, hell no.
Girl, I'm on birth control and I still can't risk it.
Exactly.
I ain't playing no games.
I just, like, I'm about to get on birth control. Like, my period should be coming on. Girl. And I'm about to get on birth control.
And that's when I'd be really mad.
I need two forms of contraceptives.
I know. I need to get back on birth control, too. But that's why I'd be even more mad, because I'm always the horniest before my periods start coming. And I'll be like, okay, I only got a certain window. Like, I need to come on. But I can't get none.
I'm cool. I don't want to get pregnant again. Like, I'm about to be done with school.
Thank God I'm not pregnant.
Not right now.
You should let somebody else fuck my life up. Like, I'll be sitting there looking like,
be mad. Be pissed.
Hate
the fuck
you.
Off.
Like, I fucking hate you.
I know. But you don't even do what
the anger that you feel.
Yeah. It's just, I can't imagine having two.
I say I did end up going raw. Like, what was, not the last time, but like the time before that, it just happened. I said, and he was like, but he pulled out. But I still was like, no, we need to get a plan B. He's like, I promise we fine. I said, no, nigga, no, I want a plan B because I can't take
no chance. Right? You was tripping.
I was. You know what happened? We was in the moment, and you know what happened when they just get it in there. You like wait, and they're like. It feels too good. Damn it.
I don't know what that feels like, because I just be like, uh-uh.
She said, uh-uh.
My baby fine, nigga.
Right?
No.
After my dude told me, if you get pregnant, I ain't paying for no abortion, I said, you know, we got to stop playing these games.
Let's stop playing these games.
Because they just want to be out here trapping people.
I feel like niggas do it on purpose because they just want to know, let's see, how far can I go? Can I do it?
My baby mama's always going to love me, like, some point. So, like, if I have multiple,
that's what I'm saying. See, that's a lot, though, because, like, I don't like my baby daddy.
She said, I don't like my baby.
I don't love him or anything.
Look, nigga said, girl, we right here in the same boat.
I didn't love him then. Like, I tell my baby know that. My daughter knows that. I'm like, I don't like him. I don't love him. I love you, but I don't like him, and I don't love him. I have no feelings towards him. And she knows that. Like, but it's okay, because she old enough to know I'm not about to sugarcoat shit for nobody that age. Now, I ain't sugarcoat
but
shit
it's not like you
baby.
But it's not like you're talking down about him to her. You're saying as far as you personally, like...
My relationship is not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she knows that, though. Like, she'll be like, oh, when I'm sick, you the only one to take care of me when I'm sick. When you this, I mean, mm-hmm. you the only one to do this. Like, she know. Like, she not stupid. She know exactly what's going on.
And you know what? My friend, she just got a boyfriend, and her daughter, he helped her daughter pick out an outfit for school, and she said, my daddy ain't never helped me pick out no outfit.
Like, kids notice that stuff.
They be knowing.
They know.
She's eight.
They know.
So she being as hell. Said,
you are so lucky because he's nice to you.
I was just like, dang. She knows. She gets it.
So young. Yeah. Kids be knowing though.
They do. Right.
So we are about at an hour. I guess we can finish the circle on Never Have I Ever and then wrap it up.
We can. That's cool.
Since I'm back, what should I ask y'all?
Whatever you want. We just
something Lauren Enchanted like.
Right.
Never have I ever.
Oh, wait. I'm out of wine. Hold on. Just in case.
Let's see.
Okay, there we go.
Never have I ever. Shit. I don't even know. I ain't done it all, but damn. Never have I ever. I don't even know. Y'all drinking anyway.
Wait,
you already know y'all did it.
Buying the time.
I'm just waiting on somebody to come up with a question for me.
No, it's you, girl. Come on.
Never have I ever.
I'm starting to you can't think of nothing because you've done everything. It's supposed to be something you ain't did.
I know, right? Never have I ever. Well, shit.
Damn, look, she keeps saying, I did that.
I'll never have I ever lick toes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But I do love.
Wait, but y'all
toes.
Was gonna say I thought somebody in here begin their toes suck.
That's me.
I get them suck, but I ain't never licked no toes.
So what's the difference between suck? Oh, you haven't licked. Okay.
You know what? I don't do that either.
I haven't had my toes sucked.
I'm so fucking ticklish. Like you
me too.
My neck. I'll be like,
girl, you need to grow up.
My feet are the. I'm ticklish.
Tell me that shit. Like.
Man, I sucked the shit out of your toes, and I'm like, what?
Who said that?
Suck your toes?
Right,
especially when it's like your legs in there, and he hit the egg, and he just got the toes in his mouth while he
hit
the
egg.
Right,
then
you
got
love.
Chicken minis.
Okay. I'm sick. I'm done.
Yeah, my feet are very ticklish.
Listen, let me tell you, before that happened, I tried to keep my feet down, but I didn't worry about it. But ever since that nigga sucked my toes, I be like, I got to keep my feet down. Just in case I meet a guy that wanted to suck my toes, I gotta keep my feet on point.
Yeah, I'm okay. My toes don't have to go in your mouth.
No, okay. Touch my fucking toes.
It's, don't do that.
That's
a different sensation.
It is. Like, oh, shoot, you touching me from the top of my head.
I don't like
when they look at you while they do it, though.
No.
Well, you had your toes.
If you looking like something, you can look at me while you suck my toes.
No. Right.
Like, you think I'm beautiful?
If they have a foot fetish,
you mean I'm beautiful this way?
My first boyfriend,
I used to lick my toes. He used to lick your toes?
My first boyfriend did, like, the one. And I was like,
hit
over his butt.
I remember
you
him.
Yeah.
I
got him first.
He used to do everything. Like, first boyfriend.
And then I let him go.
That's
I've never had my
toes. You always gonna love me.
I've never had my toes sucked.
That's who I
was. Okay. Ain't nobody ever offered either, so.
Old Faithful.
Need to leave him alone.
Right? Old Faithful be where it's at, though.
I need to leave that nigga alone.
She said I didn't do that nigga alone.
I already did mine.
Oh, you already did? Who started this? I started.
You already
did that
one. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. What was your question?
Had a train ran.
Yeah, you came in on that one too. Flex? Mine was sex in the public bathroom.
What was yours, Cherish?
Threesome.
Oh.
No. You came in. You actually came in and answered all of them. You just had to dig back out.
Oh. Well, we batted an hour, probably a little over, so we gonna go ahead and get out of here. Thank y'all.
She said switch up the tempo. Hey, love it. Switch up the tempo. Hey.
Shout out to Chris Brown. And you know, I did have a note that I want to say about him because we talked about feminism and I was saying how I feel like I don't fit in with feminism because I love Chris Brown and every time he posts up, they be like, y'all just don't forget about blah, blah, blah. We don't like Chris Brown.
I love Chris Brown.
I do too, girl.
I forgave him and forgive that man.
And you know what? My thing is,
obviously, Rihanna forgave him, so.
Right.
So everybody has forgiven him, right. But the motherfuckers are still.
It's like right. 5 years ago.
But
now.
Exactly.
If you really understand domestic violence, you know bitches are getting their ass beat and then they nigga be back home the next day.
Exactly.
So why are you surprised that we can take Chris Brown back?
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
I love Chris
Brown.
This ain't nothing. And you know
he swing. It'd be different if he just kept hit like saying him and when him and Karrueche was together, he kept hitting on Karrueche.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, now Chris, you ain't learned your lesson. Clearly, you need some help.
Exactly.
But he even wished some well wishes for Karrueche and Victor Cruz on the Shade Room. And I don't know if he was being petty, but it looked like
of
he was cheating.
He was
being petty, of course. Right. But like I told my mom, I said, if I met Chris Brown in L.A., coming up next month. I was like, girl, that's going to be your new son-in-law because I'm going to marry him. Like, I don't care about his past. I ain't got nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right? That's
that
true.
That motherfucker want to hit me, I'm going to swing back on his motherfucking ass. And we going to fight together. And I'm going to still and I'm going to still love that nigga. Because I'm going to love Chris Brown.
And I'm going to still love that.
I've been waiting on him for years.
But you know what? I've been praying a lot lately for me and Drake to get together.
I swear. You
know, I'm trying to manifest the shit out of
that. I feel like if Rihanna, when Rihanna was probably hitting them, she was probably hitting them like, you know what, nigga? I meant that you put it fucking down on me last night, and then you want to cut up and act the fool. She was probably hitting them out of aggression from all that good dick she was getting. Because some tell me you could put it down.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No reason
I just
why he
can't.
Wouldn't.
Look at him.
He's
making a song.
He's
out there.
Yes.
He know
he
I love my privacy.
How many songs did he put out at like 46?
No, he ain't gonna make it to my bed.
You know what? I know a guy. I went to school with a guy who helped him write that song.
I've seen that a couple people.
No bullshit. Yeah, I went to school with him. I went to school with one of the people that helped write that song.
That's what's
up. And we like, we still like, we cool. That's my dude. Like, if I saw him dead tomorrow, I'd be like, oh my God.
Can he put me on or what?
Right.
No. I don't think that's gonna. I don't think that's a thing.
No,
because
no,
if it was
no
a thing, I would like totally ask my damn self. You know?
Right.
I don't think that's a thing.
Another positive word for us to get out of here on.
Let me see here. Okay, something great is coming, guys. That's my positive word.
There we go.
Going into the week with good expectations and positive thoughts, and just watch blessings come your way. Make sure y'all pray too.
Make sure y'all pray too.
All right, y'all. As always, you can follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. And please, please, please like our Facebook at Ladies Night Podcast. Send us those emails, please, at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. We want to know what's going on with y'all, what y'all think. If you want to link up with the ladies, whatever. Leave us a review on iTunes. We would love that. Thank you to the people that have left us reviews already. That kind of gave us a little boost. So, shout out to y'all. We love y'all. Thanks for listening. And catch us next week. We'll be back with Mo.
And don't forget our meet and greet
Friday,
March 30th, 7 to 10 at Howl at the Moon. We'll have giveaways. There's a buffet from 7 to 9. Make sure you mention Ladies Night Podcast at the Dope. And we love to see all our listeners there.
All right. Thanks
okay,
for listening.
Okay.
Adios, amigos.
All right. Have a good week, y'all. And shout out to our guests for coming on this week. Y'all are fun. Y'all hilarious.
Right.
I'm going to get y'all Instagrams and Snapchats. We're friends now. All right. Have a good week, y'all.
I like